Hello, guys. Welcome to our pre-show chat. Welcome to our chat, Friday night chat. And I didn't even goddamn plug it on the on Twitter. Jeff, how you doing, man? I talked to Alex about the thing that's happening with you. I don't understand. You had to fucking buy another year's subscription. God, it's fucking hot in here. Thanks, Phil. You're a radio god. Yes, that much. And that in 5 fucking cents. All right. Hey, there's Jeff and Baker in Bozeman. Jeff Baker in Bozeman. Beautiful, man. There's Bernie. Bernie's been very active in the political sphere this week. Larry Spears. James Kaufman from Montana. A little different meaning to the Wrath of Khan now, isn't it? Oh, you guys were talking about the thing. King Ken Forsey, you also have King Cap with us, and we have Allie. Hello, Allie. Alexis, good to see you. Who the fuck else is with us? Pixel Traveler, Mike Nickus, Jonathan D., Charles Henry, Apathy 2673. A lot of the regular folks and a few of the folks that we haven't seen. Jonathan D., Jonathan from Philadelphia is here after many weeks of being asleep. How you doing, brother? And, you know, still kind of Stephen Miller is with us. Still kind of shy on our new. Quentin is with us. Kaylee McEnany, yeah. And others. All right. How are you guys? Let me see what I get all the way down to the bottom. I'll scroll to the bottom of the chat thing. Now, I used to, as you know, I used to put the chat box behind me, and people said, fuck, don't do that. God damn, don't do that. Here's the thing that's happening. Hey, Jeff, here's the thing that's happening. Somebody, I'm gonna do something, Jeff. Hold on. You, for some reason, had been blocked, Jeff. I don't know why, and I'm going to find out why. It says, I couldn't log in and had to go to the homepage and re-sign up as a new subscriber for 1 year. Then I couldn't get on the chat and see you. Yeah, because you were blocked, and I don't know why. I don't know why. I just unblocked you. Matt Stimson's with us, checking in from Lemoore, California. Mike from Salt Lick. Yeah. As otherwise known as Salt Lake City. All right, man. Evan Beals. There's a new name. Buffalo Magic. Sweet, man. Welcome to this bullshit we call our chat. The reason why I said that, I'm not really angry or anything, but the goddamn buffering bullshit and stuff that's been going on. Marty. Hey, Phil and everybody from Seattle. Good, man. All right, so here's the thing. By the way, on Twitter, Lawrence O'Donnell just started following me. What does that mean? Here's the thing. Tina's with us. Hey, Tina. Yeah, so anyway, just so you know, I was a little slow in plugging the chat this week. I want you also to know that I'm approaching, just so we can get Henry Khan squared away, I'm approaching Podcast One to help me sponsor. I haven't even talked to Podcast One up to this point to help us sponsor Henry Khan for Las Vegas in the fall, as I said that I would. Aaron Lowe is with us, first time in chat. I hope I don't make an ass of myself. Aaron, you have no idea, man. You're going to fit right in, brother. You're going to fit right in, man. Paul Goodman. Phil, what's up with the UFO you tweeted about? I was bullshitting. Tina. Hi, Alexis. I fucking miss you. Although I will tell you one thing that happened today. Maybe you guys can help me with this. Ken from St. Louis. All right. St. Louis. Lawrence is a weird man, says Alexis. Oh, it's inside shit. Aaron, it wouldn't be BSP chat if you didn't make an ass of yourself. That's the truth. Allie's right. Just rely on Allie for all. Allie is she's your sponsor. Yeah, I'm drinking tonight, and one of the reasons why we're about a minute late coming on is because I dumped the fucking drink all over the carpeting here in the studio. It was a great move. It was a brilliant move. I was like, dee-de-dee-de-dee, and hit the fucking drink, and it went over, so I had to go and make a new one. Charles, hi, Phil. I was wondering if you ever have been invited to be on the Comedy Bang Bang. No, I haven't. Formerly Comedy Death Ray, the format seems... People have said to me, how come you haven't been on Comedy Bang Bang? Just like they said to me, how come you haven't been on Midnight? Because I haven't been. I, to be honest with you, I think it's a very... I wouldn't say it's a closed circle of comedians, but there, it is sort of a... The community of comedians is what that is. And I exist in a free-floating space of comedian and some other kind of a guy. But I've had a lot of people say to me that you should be on that show. Maybe, you know, as we continue doing our stand-up act and things like that. Carlos, Bungholio's up, Cody. Okay, hold on, let's see. That's how he types, man. Just go with it. Sorry, I haven't made a chat in forever. This is Charlie, but work and other commitments have had to take precedence. Well, that's just the biggest load of shit I ever... I'm kidding, of course. Charles Henry, and now your cat is super drunk. No shit. Okay, so here's the thing. Lorene is with us. Hey, Lorene, how you doing? You're new. You must be new. Rory McLeod, how you doing there, Rory? Good to talk to you, man. Aaron Lowe, Gatorade. Ted, beer, Three Negro Modelos. Jesus Christ, is that a shit beer? Why are you drinking that? I'm kidding. Bryn McLaughlin, evening from San Francisco. Hi, Bryn. Haven't talked to you in a while. I recognize your name. Anyway, we had a bird fly into our... we had a bird fly into our house today. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I was asleep, and Lauren, I hear her, we got a bird! And I'm like, oh, shit. You know, I've had a lot of birds fly into a lot of houses that I've lived in. I don't know why, but I just have. And I went, ah, fuck it. So I went back to sleep. I got up, and the bird was way to fuck up, because we have these ceilings that go, they're kind of, you know, vaulted. And goddamn bird, being a bird brain, we had the front door open, we blocked off everything. I put water out, and I splashed my hand in it to say, hey, look, there's water here, you know, shit. Bird wasn't having it, man. The bird was just sitting up on this high part of the fireplace. So I split to go and onto the beach and run. And when I got back, the bird had gone. But the reason why I mentioned is because the cats had almost killed another bird, and I didn't want it to happen again. So I took the cats, I locked them down in downstairs, and I came back upstairs. And what Lauren did, basically, is she just sat really quietly so the bird wouldn't flip and freak and think it was being tracked by, you know, wayward humans. And she said, I said, what happened? She says, I went, you know, somewhere in the house. I came back. The bird was gone. Bird just kind of, you know, split. The cats, Tony. Well, that's the whole thing, Tony. I didn't want the cats to be out. The cats, I woke up, and I went out the living room for some reason, and the cat, the little cat, Thunder, was going, meow, meow. And she's looking at the ceiling, right? And the other cat is doing the same thing. And I thought, well, they're always chasing moths. That's what it is, a moth. And I, you know, I'm hearing this, meow, meow, meow. And I go back to bed. And then I'm hearing a bird, and I thought I was dreaming. I woke up, the goddamn cats. I don't think the cats chased it in there. I think the cats just saw it, and the bird was flipped out and freaked out by the cats, so I got the cats out of there. All right, that's the story of my life. Mike this evening, Mike Nickus in Salt Lake City, is drinking a cherry limeade crystal light and water. That sounds so fucking wretched. Due to stomach surgery a couple months ago, the doc says to stay off the sauce for 18 months. And when I can drink, I drink one will equal four due to my retired guts. God damn, really? Tina, I've never had Fireball whiskey. I can't tell you. William, Alex had suggested a speed test since there is cutting out during this BSP thing. And after a few speed tests, I determined the signal through the telephone is weak due to country people don't get the juice. Ask Alex if there is a way to soup up these connection speeds. I have talked to my guys about connection speeds. Jeff, what happened to Jeff? Is he still here? And we're going to... We have an HD signal right now. That apparently is slowing things down out of the studio. I don't know. Okay, you know. I mean, we had an HD signal a year ago. I don't know why it's all of a sudden going bad, but or maybe that's from Time Warner. But here's the thing. We're eventually going to have to just move things. Aaron Lowe, Phil, Herb's voice referencing my children has creeped many, many people out. So you got one of our voice messages. I got a whole bunch of voice messages to plow through this week, this weekend, I should say, as we are have new BSPs, and I'm really excited to do that. That's a lot of fun to do. I don't know, it is. So you'll be getting those very, very shortly. Carlos, I really enjoyed the Jim Sadler bit this week. Thanks, Carlos. I appreciate that, man. My enjoyment was, yeah, I like Jim Sadler because the chick's ass sat on the hand. And here's Allie. Mr. Henry, Fireball is delicious. Cinnamon whiskey, mix it with rum, chata, and it tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. No, that sounds great. Are you serious? Pixel, I still like the Hearst Castle idea for HendryCon. Just howling lunatics drunk. That's a great idea if I could, you know, rent the whole shithole out for a night. Got Carlos Sadler. Sadler's been doing us some good this month. Would have been nice to hear more of his thoughts on the Juno Jupiter thing, though. Don't know what that is. Rory McLeod, I blame the plate in Bud's head for any interference. That's true. Bryn, I look at the chat here on my laptop, and I'm looking at the video feed via my phone. Everybody's mileage may vary. Really? Is that what you do? You watch the chat? You look the video on the laptop and the... Charles Henry, Lucky Lager with the puzzles on the cap. Justin, I was... Really? You're drinking Lucky Lager, Charles? Did Rudy Canosa take up script writing in an episode of Orange is the New Black? A Latina inmate says to another Latina in regards to a white girl, she may look la-la-la, but she's the one. All right, man. Oh, where are we at here? What does Bud think of HendryCon? He didn't give a fuck. Just means it's another work week for him. Mine works really well, not streaming issues. Okay, good, Charles. Thank you. It's a great party shot, Allie. I'll look for it. I'll look for it. You know, I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I've just had a wild week here. I'm just watching you guys talking. I'm four fingers into the Macallan so far and feeling four fingers into the Macallan. That is that single malted? I got a lot of my buddies are single malted drinkers, so I'm just asking. Jeff Bung, can I move in with you so I can talk to Phil and see the show? What happened if... Jeff, what happened? Are you there or not? Charles, Phil, when Sadler was talking about the Juno probe reaching Jupiter a couple of weeks ago, but he woke up too early, that's what I was referencing. All right, cool. The Sadler bit, though, when he was talking about... Sadler was on the Nautilus, and he put his hand down on a seat as one of the scientists, and a scientific intern, one of the science interns, she sat down her ass right on his hand. And so he got scared, so he involuntarily squeezed the chick's ass, and then involuntarily, he says, turned to her and went, and that, of course, put it all together, and what do you got? You got Sadler with a major sexual harassment suit. He says, it didn't happen that way. That was all involuntary. I've had five psychiatrists look at me. So that may become a little bit of a storyline. I think he's going to... it was called... ass fear. Because it turns out he's afraid of women's asses, and it's called ass fear, so that when she sat on his hand just squeezed as if it was trying to fight it off. So he was diagnosed by a dude, some psychiatrist, with having ass fear. There you go. Does everyone see the new viewers icon? New viewers icon. All right, guys. I think that what's going on here is a combination of people have different formatics on their computers and other things. Pixel Traveler, I need to try tequila in a safe place. It sounds like it's fun, but I have heard on this very program that tequila can make people crazy. Yes, it can. If you are not prone to being used to drinking that shit, it can definitely fuck up your day. You know, Charles Henry, today's show is insane. I laughed in a long time. Thank you, Charles. When Kaylee said she told Trump to stick it up his ass, I had to pause the show because I couldn't even breathe. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it as well. I thought Phil made up that CSU Channel Islands, but it turns out it's a real thing. Yes, it is, Rory. And I also believe that CSU Channel Islands has a marine biology department that's pretty good, if any of you guys are into that. Phil, your spaghetti western closeout music kicks my ass every time I hear it. I love it. What is it? Oh, Aaron, that's called Lonely Surfer. It's by Jack Nietzsche, who was a composer and a protege of Phil Spector's in the 60s. Jack did a lot of the same, followed Phil Spector around L.A. as a session arranger and composer for Phil Spector's wild ideas. And he did an album of his compositions, etc., and that's a track from it called The Lonely Surfer. I believe it's available, but I don't know where. Well, it was available because I got it, so... Let's see. Your sister's being offered a job at Channel Islands, Cal State Channel Islands, Allie. Awesome. Awesome. I hope she gets it. It's in what used to be a nut house, I hope. I shouldn't say nut house. Channel Islands, California State Channel Islands, Allie, is located in what was the Camarillo State Psychiatric Hospital. And I drive by it a lot because I take a shortcut over to Thousand Oaks. You know, I go down Channel Islands Boulevard, turn up, go in the foothills. And in the foothills is this... is the school, is Channel Islands University. It's really in a pretty place. It's really beautiful. There's a lot of rolling hills, all this good shit. But that used to be the psychiatric hospital. Justin asked, what would RC sound like if he was as fat as Roland Schwinn?
Well, you know, you guys think that I'm... Oh, you're right. Just because you think I'm fat? I'm an asshole.
Something like that. Cody Elms, Gene gets his ass kicked with confidence on a daily basis. Yes, he does. Ennio Morricone kicks ass as well. Yes. Yeah, I like his stuff, man. In fact, driving back from the San Francisco Sketch Fest last January, it was like 6 o'clock at night, and Lauren said to me, let's go home. We were done. I had, you know, we had reservations through Monday morning. She says, fuck it, let's go home. I said, okay. We got in the car, and we drove home about starting at 6. Getting out of San Francisco was a bitch. It was pissing down rain. We finally got the hell out. And the rest of the night, we drove home listening to fucking spaghetti Western music. And I know this sounds crazy, but it made the night really go by fast. And then there was one point where we did stop in Atascadero. Like at about 10 o'clock at night, we stopped in Atascadero to get, you know, like burgers or some shit. And I started freaking Lauren out because I said, well, you know, this is Atascadero. She goes, yeah, so? I said, this is where the nut house is. I said, I think Michael Myers is going to come leaping across the fucking, you know, top of the car. And she's all like, shut up. So. Don McDonald. Don, how are you? From Spokane? Do you do your... Yes, Don, I do my characters in stand-up. And this coming show that's coming up on Friday night at the Hollywood Improv is going to be the most... is going to be the further, I would say, organized and concentrated show that I have done. It's going to be great. We got a lot of really great people, though. We got Jimmy Pardo's... I love Jimmy. Eliza Schlesinger is going to be with us, which I'm very, very, very happy. A bunch of people, and I'll let you guys know, and we'll have it on the website, and it'll be bitching. Jean Jabel. Kenny Slag versus Elcott. Battle of the motivational presenters. Truth, man. You kill it, you eat it. What is that? All right, here is who's this cat? Hiram Willard. Gene is so... You like him? Hiram, how are you, man? Where are you from, dude? What's your name? What's your real name? What's your real name? We were in Atascadero to get burgers. We were on our way to L.A., and we stopped because we were hungry. It was about 10 o'clock at night, so I pulled off. Atascadero, other than the forensic hospital, is... pretty much a regular little town. The people there certainly carry their... They probably have more ammunition and guns than usual just because of what's up the hill. I'm fucking around. They don't give a shit. Most of the people that live there work there. Charlie, speaking of Kenny Slagg, I recently got an iPhone, and every time someone calls or texts, I immediately think of Kenny and bust out laughing. Why? Oh, because of the unusual ringing? Yeah. Aaron Lowe, Mike Dozier's temper is the best part of his bits. Oh, Vernon Dozier's temper. I loved your first one-man show I saw. So much funny. Oh, you went and saw that, man? Cool. That was Hiram Willard. Tina, I'm doing good, Allie. Thank you. You're welcome. I don't know. I'm passing messages along here. Pixel Traveler, really? The Kenny Slagg stuff makes me laugh my butt off. The one where he's talking about Kenny Slagg listeners turning into the Cyclops is genius. I don't even remember that. Steven Steinbach. Does anyone have a recording of day one KFI 1996? Anybody? I can tell you about that show from the standpoint of what happened the next day. I was in Jerry's Deli, and there was a guy. I was sitting there with David Katz, who's a friend of mine and my agent at the time. And a guy, we were talking about my first show, and this guy goes, "That's the worst talk radio I ever heard in my life." And this was sitting in the middle of a deli. I didn't know anybody in there, and nobody knew me. And this guy was some talk radio fucking asshole that just decided to... fuck around. So, you know, let's see. Bung, Tyler, Texas. And Rory McLeod. Now we got here. I work in a place where the word facility is used a lot. I always think of Herb Sewell's mental facility at Atascadero. This is the truth. Hiram is my real name. It's a Mormon name. I'm from Utah and used to be one. And then you gave up? That's all right, man. By the way, says Charlie, whatever happened to Pete Bone? Yeah, weren't we supposed to have a weekly Bone show? Yeah, we were, and I'm not sure. Pete Bone is weird. Pete Bone is weird. I'm having a hard time with Pete Bone. I got to work on that. I got to work on Pete Bone, because I don't want him to be too fucking political, you know? By the way, what happened to Pete? Allie, I didn't realize how much of a creep Vernon Dozier is. He likes little girls. I just feel like Mr. Henry has downplayed that as of late. Vernon Dozier? Where'd you get that? Oh, you mean because he's married to a young wife? Yeah, but he doesn't like little girls. What show did you hear him say he liked little girls? Phil, do you ever play an instrument? Did you ever play an instrument? Well, oh, you mean like a musical instrument? I used to play harmonica in a jug band. I did. In a blues band. But that's it, man. No, I never did. So Justin wants to get this shit started. How about Trump? You want me to start telling you about Trump? I will. River Rat, I see the auto scroll has been fissed. It has? It hasn't for me, man. We got a lot of Mormons listening to this show, let's put it that way. And we have a lot of Utah fans. And I tell you, when I went to Salt Lake City, I might as well have been a fucking movie star. I'm not kidding you. In the airport, everywhere I went, when I said I was Phil Henry, people thought I was just fucking godlike. I had no idea what that was about. To this day, I don't know. I appreciate it, and I love it, and I think it's great. But I've never had, not even in L.A., did I ever get that kind of, recognition. So there's something about... And so ever since then, I've said to people, Utah parties, man, they're real people there. They're just, they may have that Mormon thing going on. I don't know, maybe the Mormons are partying people. Who knows? Carlos says, I really feel the same about what you shared on Facebook this week. You know, I talk a lot on Facebook to get it out of my system. I keep it off of the show. I keep it off of the podcasts as much as I can, and I spill that shit out on social media. And maybe I should stop, because I don't really want to put off people who may like our show but don't agree politically. But I feel so strongly about certain things, I got to find a place to say it, you know. And maybe Facebook is the best place, maybe Twitter. I don't fucking know, you know. I really think that... Yeah, I know. I don't blame you. Cody says, please, God, no Trump talk. No shit, man. I will say this. I loved that gentleman, the Muslim father. I liked him a lot. But, all right, Jeff, if you want to put a stake in the Jeff in Bozeman says, if you want to put a stake in the ground for Henry Kahn, I think I might have a totally brilliant idea. All right, Jeff. Give me an email, man. Please. Colby Jack. Let me see. Where are we at here, man? I'm going to scroll. I got
to scroll all the way down here.
Mr. Henry, meeting you was like meeting Santa Claus. It was so warm and happy. You have that vibe. Embrace it. Thank you so much, Allie. Last week's Saturday movie was great. Phil ranting about Yule's hair, tremendous. Also, like Phil, I love those old movies about dope. I dig old film noir movies that deal with narcotics. It's like the very early stage, and we had a narcotics problem, you know. And in those days, narcotics was everything. Marijuana was narcotics, you know. Charles Henry, has everyone here listened to the Disneyland remote? If not, do so immediately. That was one of our early remotes, and we do have it on site. And it's taken from an early logger tape from KFI, so the quality of it is real dog shit. Hiram says, luckily I live in southern Utah, so I'm close to Vegas. That's always good. That's always good, man. Charlie, one of my favorite old bits of late is the one where Doug Danger rolled out his list of the top 10 rock and roll songs of all time, with number one going to What If God Was One of Us? I always love to do those lists that are just kind of off, you know, just slightly fucked up. You know, you can believe that somebody believes it, but you don't believe it. Anyway, Pixel Traveler, I like the 70s movie you did, the sub-deliverance thing, since it was your high school era. Very cool. Which one was that? Oh, what? Oh, yeah, I forget that one, man. I forget that one. It was fucking weird, wasn't it? Don McDonald, Phil, I want to take your act on the road to a smaller venue. You might think about the Spokane Comedy Club. Mark Maron was there a few weeks ago, and Craig Robinson before that. You and Lauren could stay at Lake Coeur d'Alene. Thank you. If you want, take your act. Stephen, let me tell you this. The reason why you're pissed that Mr. KFI was gone is because I chumped your fucking ass that day, and you've never gotten over it. The ball bearings remote. The ball bearings remote. I don't know what that is. Rory McLeod, Phil, have you ever considered riffing one of the Saturday night movies in a character? Here's the thing about those Saturday night movies. They're so fucking bad and also so compelling that I find myself just watching and not really adding too much of late. The one tomorrow is going to be such a piece of shit. It's called Phantom of the Lost Sea, some Roger Corman thing that's horrific. You won't even believe it. It's supposed to be a comedy, and it's bad. Now, if you got a horror movie that's supposed to be a comedy and it still sucks, you fucked up somewhere, man, because that thing's got nothing but opportunity to, you know, I guess what you would say, it's got nothing but opportunity to win, you know. Pixel Traveler, there's a used car remote that is insane. Yeah, we've done that. That's Jim Seal's Auto Farm. Bungholio, Phil, Pizza Hut, the Pizza Hut call was classic. Too bad it's not in the archives. Yeah, it is. It's on the Best Of CD. The Pizza Hall cut is on one of the Best Of CDs. It's not in the archives? It is on one of the Best Of CDs. Lorraine, Phil, have you seen the unintentionally bad movies The Room and Birdemic? If so, your thoughts. If not, you probably should, if you like that sort of thing. Unintentionally bad movies they're fine if they're good, and if they're not, you know. I mean, that's kind of what our Saturday night cinema is, only the movies that we show are, they've passed from the public domain. So, or I should say they are in public domain. We're the same age, Phil, so I'm watching to see how your 4 mile walking and running works out. If you don't have the big one while running, maybe I'll take it up. Oh, are you kidding, man? It's easy, dude. Marty, you got to do it. And first of all, it'll take off when you're walking. If you just walk 4 miles, if you just walk 4 miles in an hour, and you should be able to walk 4 miles in like an hour, hour, 10 minutes, you'll drop 700 calories. You'll just burn 700 calories. That's a shit pot load, man. And then if you keep your diet to 2,000 calories a day, say you keep your diet to 2,000 calories a day, and then you walk those 4 miles, you've just added 700 calories. So you, now you're at 2,700. Just keep on adding calories. The more you want to eat, then the more you got to get out and hump your fucking ass out there and burn the calories off. And the more calories you have to, you know, shove into your body. It's as simple as that. But start with 2,000 calories and never, you know, always burn off the number of calories if you want to eat more, if you're getting hungry. Phil, let's have Henry Kahn on the roof of Krispy Kreme somewhere, like the Beatles on top of Apple Records. That's great. That's a great idea. Hiram Willard, when I went to your first show at the Hollywood Improv, I drove straight to California from Utah, saw the show, then back home. It was brutal, but worth it. Are you serious? Why didn't you introduce yourself, man? That was, that was the very first show? That was in June of 2014. That was 2 years ago. Okay. Yeah, all right. I can see, man. Maybe it was just too crowded or something, but God damn, dude, that is one holy hell of a thing to do, and I appreciate that. On that show, we met Lauren was there, a guy from Iowa. There was another dude there, a couple from Arizona, and another guy that came down from Santa Cruz. There's a lot of people. I'm wondering if I should change my username because we already have Charles and Charles Henry. No, Charlie's good. Charles Henry, and Charlie, perfect. Charles, I remember that one. It was awesome. Rory McLeod, maybe one of the characters could come in and interrupt sometime during the movie? Possibly. What's the plan when it comes to you making it back to East Pennsylvania? Back East. Pennsylvania to L.A. is just too damn far. No, I mean, we're gonna do it all, but the thing of it is I want to make sure the show is organized and it's where I want it to be before I go out and, you know, go on the road with it. And we want to make sure that we have a well-organized bunch of places to go to. And, you know, but this is, because you got to understand, this is the first time that I've done a stand-up act. And you can call it a one-man show, but it's still sort of to my way of thinking. What is that, man? To my way of thinking, it's still stand-up, so to my way of thinking. Hey, Charles Henry, you can, I suppose, change your name to Bad Bozo if you want. Jacob Nagari, Mr. Henry, did you see something about a wildfire where you went on vacation? How close was it to the place you went on vacation? What do you mean? You mean Big Sur? I saw that there was a wildfire at Big Sur this week, but not when we were up there. We were up there in May, and it was good. Last time I was at Big Sur and there was a fire happening was my birthday last year. And then I was at Big Sur back in 2008, and there was a fire. But I remember sitting in a restaurant and somebody coming and saying, if any of you guys are going back to San Francisco tonight, because there's a lot of people that drive down from San Francisco and they come down from Carmel, any of you are going back up north, you might want to think about leaving because they're getting ready to close Pacific Coast Highway because of this fire. So let's see. The Dodgers are ahead now, Foo. Hiram, let's see. Phil, can't really do movies that aren't public domain, right? I cannot do a film that is copyrighted. Otherwise, it would be a lot of fun. Carlos, I enjoy your Radio Day story. Brother, you should write a book about your life. Then they can make a movie, like name it Phil's Parts and everything like that. That'd be great. Nobody's done that. I know you're kidding. And, you know, I got a book. I'm writing a book. Phil, do you have a favorite video game? And if you say no, I'll pretend like I'm hanging up. No, I don't. Madden, you know. Let's put it this way. Madden used to be my favorite fucking game before I had to start doing it as part of my living, you know, where we're doing the Milwaukee Lions. And by the way, the Lions are back for a 2016 season starting in September with Jack Igagdor and Brett Morrison. So Stick around for that one. Bungholio, Ken, it's got to be Madden. You're right, Ken. Matt Stimson, Big Sur Fire is the, what is it called, man? The Soberanos. Is that happening right now, Matt? Soberanos Fire? Man, they get a lot of fires up there. They must have a lot of old growth that needs to be burned off or something, which is fine. You know, I understand that, but I think that they ought to take care of that a little bit more judiciously than they do. Why is this fucking camera of mine? I look like I'm a midget here. Hold on. What's wrong with this goddamn camera, man? What is this, man? Let me see something. Hold on. Hi. Well, it's no good. I don't know. I was the first person to come see you after the show. My wife gave you a nice note about how you helped us out with the laughter while she went through cancer. Oh, my God. Hiram, thank you, man. I don't remember, but that was a... You got to understand, that was a night that was very jumbled in my head, but... God damn it, now I owe you a free ticket. If you can get back to L.A., we will we'll get you in for free again, man. We'll get you in for free for a first time. Phil, is your studio in your home there at the El Pacifico? It's just down the street, Marty. We have, it used to be, and we've moved it to a little, this place was wide open, too, for the longest time. It's beautiful. It's this little office that was for lease. One story. There's only two offices connected, and we leased one of them. And it's literally six blocks from my house. And it's been magnificent. But I think we're going to have to move again because the fucking speed of the internet for this purpose, regular, you know, whatever you call it, broadband, high band, broadband, fast band, slow band, rubber band speed. You know, why are they showing the USFL on MSNBC? Oh, it's because it was Trump. He owned a team. Walt Michaels was the head coach. They signed Doug Flutie. Got it. All right. How's your furry friends, Phil? Poncho and Thunder. I want to send it. I want to send a Taste Station treat through the chat. A Taste Station treat? What is that, man? They're doing good, man. Poncho's doing great. He's still drinking a lot of water. Cats that have hyperthyroidism drink a lot of water until you begin to control the thyroid. But it's abating, and he's looking good. He looks a fuck of a lot better than he did when he got back from the hospital. And Thunder is just Thunder. She's only 2 years old. She's a little tiny. She's a young cat, and she bugs the shit out of Poncho, but he puts up with her pretty good, I think, and it's all good, man. We're big animal people here. We're looking for a dog. You know, I love dogs, really love dogs. Hey, you know, if anybody knows of a adoption or a rescue place close by here in California that's not, like, brutal to go to, I can't take going to these rescue joints, man. It just flips me out. Keith Hampton, I love that when Art Griego was giving rock and roll credit to Wayne Newton and Tony Orlando. Yes. Roy McLeod, the players would all have ratings less than 50 on the Milwaukee Lions? Yeah. Well, actually, the player ratings for the Milwaukee Lion players are all over the fucking... I mean, for that league, they're all over the place. Evan Beals, Phil, how's Bobby Dooley's cabin rebuild going after the fire? Good question. Evan, where are you checking in from tonight? Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley set fire to their goddamn cabin and burned it to the fucking ground when Steve decided to hammer two gas lines together that he could not get together for a reason. And it started a fire, and it burned their rented cabin to the ground. And the fire was so enormous and burned so much forest that you could see it from a chopper. The whole thing was jacked up. Cody Elms, Phil, I listen to your shows while I lift every day. It's pretty dumb on my part to risk laughing in the middle of a set, but fuck it, I'll live on the edge. Yes. That's what you got to do. There's a huge fire in Big Sur right now, says River Rat. We know. It is the Matt Stimson hipped us to the Cerberanos fire. But yeah, it's fucked up, man. But that will not keep me from going there for my birthday, as I do now every year. God, that would be great. That would be a place. That'd be a great place to have IndyCon. The only problem is there's no slot machines or anything. It's just like drinking and hiking. But that would be good for a lot of you guys. It's good for me. I hiked all over that goddamn place. I came out from hiking around the perimeter of Post Ranch Inn, and I was like, you know, where am I? I came out of the weeds, and there were cars pulling in, looking at me and saying,
well, I say, this isn't where we're staying, is it, John?
Well, that's one of the people. So, Henry Kahn on the back of Bernie G's truck. No shit. Ken Forsey, it seems if he sees a player hovering above the field, he'll have to drive a spear through his ass. Are you talking about Vernon Dozier? Henry Kahn at Burning Man. There's a great idea. Carlos, I'm with you. Mobile Henry Kahn. Like that idea, too. Looks like all the women have left. Mike Nick is sponsored by Slidell Homes. Underwater homes built by a vampire. Charles Henry, there's a midget. Yeah. Oh, God, the commercials during Lions games. You will not disrespect the taco. What's the name of that guy, anyway?
You will not disrespect the food.
That's like every really good, if you go to a really good Mexican restaurant and the dude, you know, you meet the owner.
Yes, how are you today?
Yes, no. This is not some taco joint, you know. The guy is all ready to just jump your ass because, Carlos, I'm drinking tonight, folks. I don't drink often because it makes me tempted to do the nose candy. I can't fuck with that shit. No way. Had a problem with that years back. Don't be doing that shit. See, if you have a substance abuse problem, brother, it's across all facets, man. You got to be real careful. Rory McLeod, the Mexican food places where the owner gets super indignant. Yes. Cody Elms, I haven't played Madden in years. Stopped buying it after former Browns running back Peyton Hills was on the cover, then bombed during the season. When was that, man? Hiram, I don't expect you to remember us meeting you. You seem very tired from the show, but I love you anyway. Thanks, brother. Oh, you're welcome, Hiram. Thank you, man. But that's a hell of a thing for you guys to drive all the way from Utah to see me. I can't thank you enough. And I tell you, if you come back to L.A., man, the show's on me, and I mean that, and your drinks, and your dinner, and, of course, I will expect you to, you know, pay me back for some of it. I'm kidding. No. Just let me know when you're coming back. Boxer Rescue L.A., Ted, thank you. Boxer Rescue LA. And boxers are great dogs. A lot of people don't like them. I think they're fucking great dogs. They're wonderful dogs. Sweet, sweet dogs. They're very, you know, kind of hyper a little bit. And I think boxers were bred originally for what? Were they for just protection? What were boxers originally bred for? Be interesting to know. Marty, we're heading from Seattle to Wisconsin and back in September with our two long hair orange tabby kittens in September in our little old Toyota Mini motorhome. What could possibly go wrong? 30 hours each way. I'm loading up on Phil Classics. That's what you got to do, man. I can tell you that many people say they load up on the Phil Henry and they listen. Among them, many years ago, not anymore probably, was Dr. Laura, who told me that it was on just such a road trip that her husband and her son became big fans of my show. So, Phil, I think if I met you, I'd have to bore you with the same old. Brother, you have helped me through a very dark time in my life, and I'll forever appreciate that. BSP for life. Till I drop dead, your move, go ahead. Make something of it, dude. Thank you, Carlos. Let me tell you something, man. This is my life, you know? I don't know what else to do. This is my life. Being funny is my life. Finding new ways to be funny and finding other places to do it. And just, it is, you know? It's kind of like, just the other day I was thinking about this. I was thinking about a guy that gets up in the morning and goes and paints like Pollock. Jackson Pollock goes into a studio. And I used to think and look at guys like that and think, wow, those guys are heavy. You know, they're, I think, well, you get to do the same thing, Phil, except your studio is different. You go into this place where there's knobs and buttons and and weird shit, you know. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool, you know, because all my life, ever since I was a kid, all I ever wanted to do was this kind of stuff. I wanted to create stuff. I didn't quite know what it was, but I don't want to get too heavy. Hey, Sheila, a tardy hello from my chair. Been following along as I knit. All right. Big Sur sounds fucking awesome for Henry Khan, doesn't it? Apathy was shooting the shit with his neighbor. I missed a lot here. Marty, the cat's names are Toby and Tucker, and of course we always call Toby Bo. Sweet. Except Toby Bo's last name is spelled B-E-A-U. Just thought you'd like to know, Marty. We're going to do Henry Khan in Vegas. Hiram, but we'll let you know, brother. Let's see. Keenan Boyle. Keenan, where are you at, man? The Marin Humane Society. We're nonprofit and we help our furry friends. It's a rescue place. It's tough for me to go to some of these places where, you know, I get feeling like I want to adopt every cat or dog there. That's when I know I'm in a place that's making me feel bad, you know, because I'm in a place where it doesn't. And I realize they care about the animals, but, you know, just fucking flip me out. One of the things about having Poncho in the hospital, they had a video camera in Poncho's little cage. It's not really a cage, a little tiny, you know, what they call their little cat, cat apartment or some shit like that. They're cat condos, that's it. They had video cameras, and you could check in and look at them every day. And I did one time, and there was Poncho just all kind of laying there. He looked like he was sleeping. And that was it. I couldn't do it. Lauren, she fucking looked at it every goddamn day. I said, how can you do that? She goes, I can't stand it, but I have to do it. I have to see him. And the most heartbreaking time was when Poncho had taken this little mouse that we gave him and he put it up on the second level where he was. In other words, he grabbed his little toy and brought it up with him like that was going to make him feel better. So the whole thing just kind of bummed me out, you know. So that's why it's hard for me to look at animals that are, I don't know, kenneled or caged or anything like that. Boxers were bull baiters, says Tad. Now, what does that mean, Tad, a bull baiter? A bull baiter. They'd go out and they'd hassle a bull and get it to run towards you so you could kill it or something like that. Rory, I love the cappuccino machine next to Don's desk. Yeah, that's L. Ron. That's actually L. Ron Martin, who is Don's boss. Boxer, it's from German, which means biter. Okay. Here is Jeff in Bozeman. For fuck's sake, Phil, you've been taking about getting a dog for like years or something. Let me endorse a great breed for your setup, temperament, energy, level, etc. A miniature Australian Shepherd. I've had mine, Mr. Fox, for 4 years now. And he's just damn awesome and easily the sweetest dog I've ever owned. Here's proof. Here's a shot of him kissing our English bulldog on the lips. And it's kind of dirty, so you may not want it. No, I'm kidding. Let's see, man. I'm going to take a look here at Jeff's Australian Shepherd dog or sheepdog or something. I don't know. I'm probably blowing it right now with let's see here, man. No, that motherfucking link you sent me, Jeff, doesn't work, man. Let me see. Oh, you motherfucker. Okay. Let me see here. All right. Well, anyway, thank you, Jeff. I believe you. I do. I was just trying to get the link up, but I couldn't do it. All right, let me get all the way down here. I got to scroll down. I'm really missing a lot of messages here. German Grand Prix returns this weekend, says Mike Nickus. Rory says, I played keyboards in high school. I wish I had stuck with it. I had a friend who still plays. I took keyboard lessons as a kid. Mike Stimson, great Dodgers game tonight. 7-7 in the seventh. You guys, I like the way you cats are like half in and half out of this fucking chat. I got a rescue dog from the best friend's animal sanctuary in Kanab, Utah. I'll never regret that chip. Sweet. A rescue? Wait. You got a rescue dog from the best friend's animal sanctuary. You guys know the actor Craig Bierko? Craig has a dog, and I'm not talking out of school, I don't think. I think if I am, you know, tough shit. Craig has a dog that he signed up as a service dog, and he can take that fucking dog anywhere he wants. Now, Craig Bierko is not handicapped, you know? He hasn't got any physical problems or anything. Hey, what the fuck is going on with this? Oh. I got a problem with the screen tonight. Anybody else having a problem with the screen? But he signed his dog up as a service dog, and that fucking dog goes everywhere with him, on airplanes, everywhere. And Bierko is like a regular guy, just walking around. He's got no problems. He's got no physical ailments. But he's got this dog as a service dog. It's fucking awesome. I don't know if he had to bribe somebody or what. Chick Corea used to play the SY synths. That's how I know about them. We actually used to have a DX7 when I was very young, but we had to sell it because we needed money. That's Charlie. Charlie's talking music. Pixel Traveler, there was a period in my life where I couldn't play drums. It came right back the instant I bought another kit. That's interesting. You couldn't play drums because the equipment you had was for shit. Seriously. I wonder if that has ever happened to me. I don't know. All right, let me get down here. Here's Jeff. And if I were elected president, that wall would be built of giant bales. This ought to be good. Of weed. We could burn it then. No one would want to cross over. Just hang out. Wait. Just hang out and get loaded at the border. That's a good idea, Jeff. Ken Force, Yamaha DX7, Old Faithful, had it since 1985. All these cats are talking about music here. Jeff, fuck porn. We could just call it something else. You guys are off into another world here. Pixel Traveler, Eye of the Beholder is a great record. It's a lot less jazzy and more classical baroque-y. I'm a heavy metal dork. I don't know the language for it. Pixel Traveler, Depeche Mode. What are you guys talking about? Your favorite music? Here's Cody. Phil, somebody's talking to me. Phil, you should Periscope during the first presidential debate. Yeah, no shit. But can I ask you guys a question? What do you think, because I'm kind of interested in this. What is better, the Periscope or Facebook TV, Facebook Live? Because Facebook video and that live video they're doing, that shit's taken off, man. I mean, everybody's using that shit. I don't hear about anybody using Periscope the way Facebook was being used. You know, Facebook Live, especially like during the Dallas thing. We have Facebook Live on our fan page over at Facebook. We can do it anytime we fucking want. You know, I'm really reluctant to overuse that shit because it's like, you can get to be the kind of guy that just videos everything. I'm here and my dog just cut a fart. Let's just see, you know, or wow, the guy at the end of the street just bought a brand new, like, bicycle. Let's go down and talk to him. I don't know. Okay, the guys are now talking about the Smiths. What in the fuck? Pixel Traveler. So I had to leave my double kick Pearl export kit with my parents and made far our pilgrimages just to play every so often. Jesus H. Christ. Buffalo Magic. Like Frank Zappa said through Chris Norton, music is the best. How many of you guys are musicians? A lot of you? Bryn, Phil, both are okay. What's that? I totally forget the question now. You guys are into some conversations here, man, that I'm not following, so I don't know how to respond. Yeah, Phil, it ends up being the Toodaloo app. You're talking about the video? Whichever you prefer. I must have asked a question about something. Killing Joke is the band. Facebook Live is pretty strong, says Paul. Hey, Paul, how you doing, man? It's your first comment tonight. Are you depressed? Have you been hanging back, Paul, and just being depressed? What's going on, man? Cody Elms, Facebook Live would reach more people. That's what Alex was telling me. He says Facebook Live just reaches more. And I'm saying, well, why wouldn't Periscope? He goes, what do you mean? I said, Periscope's hooked into Twitter. He goes, oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I think Twitter is so, you know, they're just so confused over there at Twitter. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. They're... You know, they got all these goddamn users and they can't make dime one. What is that about? I think the format is weird, but you got to be able to turn that into money. Yeah, Mark Maron's show is ending and it was Mark's decision to end the show. And what happened was some asshole at the Hollywood Reporter said that Maron got canceled. And I don't blame him for being pissed because that's the kind of thing that just makes you look like a chump, you know? And here's this reporter who just came in from her four martini lunch and just, you know, Mark, so he got pissed up. But no, Mark ended the show. Smart guy. Shows end, you know. There's nothing more to say. I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't be able to. I'd keep that motherfucker going until, you know, the last dime from the last advertiser had been just, you know, and it would probably suck, but I wouldn't give a shit. All right, Charlie mentioned it before, but I play piano keyboards, been playing professionally for about 7 years, mostly jazz, but also orchestra. That's fantastic, Charlie. Love musicians. Love them all. Love them all, man. I had friends as musicians. I grew up with guys in bands. Musicians are, in point of fact, the second coolest people behind comics. How about that? It is not by coincidence that jazz clubs and comics, they kind of go together. You know, you always got a comic, then music, then comic, then music. In fact, Hollywood Improv is going to be experimenting with music coming up pretty soon. I think they do music in the lab, the lab where we will be. And I hope you guys come and see me coming up on Friday night, the 5th. We're at the Hollywood Improv in Hollywood, California. And it'll be at 8 o'clock on August the 5th. I've got the whole lineup. Let me see if we can find the whole lineup. It's packed, man. It's going to be a packed in fucking lineup. Eliza, I'll tell you one thing. Eliza Schlesinger is going to be there, and Eliza live on stage is not only funny, but I will say, not bad to look at. Also, we got Jimmy Pardo, not bad to look at. I'm fucking around. I'm kidding around, Jimmy. We have, hold on for a minute, man. I got the list here.
I got it right here, man. I got everything you need, man. Hold on, man.
Eliza, Jimmy, Solomon, Giorgio, Matt Knutson. Matt's fantastic. Emily Maya Mills, Maya Mills, John Huck. On August 5th, Hollywood Improv in, Hollywood, California, in the lab, and that starts at 8 o'clock. So, I thank you. I love you. Thank you very much, guys, for hanging with us here tonight. I'm gonna split now. Go home. I think I got to get Lauren a pack of cigarettes. God, I miss smoking. I miss smoking. You know, and it's probably not good that I drink, because as I was saying to one of you guys, you know, if you're addicted to something, but God, I miss cigarettes. There are days that I miss cigarettes a lot. However, I don't want to wind up back in the hospital. So, all right. Keep at it. You keep at it. I'll see you guys next Friday. Well, we're going to be at the Hollywood Improv. I will somehow check in with you before that. I promise.